Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 538.
On Now You Know. So Elon said XAI would do it, and now it's official. XAI has officially launched Grokopedia.
So Elon posted Grokopedia.com version 0.1 is now live. Version 1.0 will be 10 times better, but even at 0.1, it's better than Wikipedia, in my opinion.
He said Grokopedia.com is fully open source, so anyone can use it for anything at no cost.
He said the goal of Grok and Grokopedia is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We will never be perfect, but we shall nonetheless strive towards that goal.
Grum says Grokopedia clears Gamergate, tells the truth. It's never been told like this before. It's more than fair. It documents nearly everything.
Elon said, cool. I'm reading these for the first time, by the way. Grok generated about 1 million articles using a lot of compute. You will be able to ask Grok to add, modify, or delete articles, and it will either take the action or tell you it won't and why.
Chamath Palihapitiya said, go search for your favorite topics. This is really good start, and in my opinion, almost equal to Wikipedia already on the topics covered. This will be obviously better than Wikipedia within a year.
And Elon said, yes.
So far, with Grokopedia version 0.1, just want to point out, there's 885,000 AI-generated articles versus English Wikipedia that has 7 million articles. If you look at worldwide, Wikipedia has about 70 million articles. Hence, when Elon is calling it right now version 0.1, because it's still in its infancy. Larry Sanger, who was the founder of Wikipedia, said, my initial impression, looking at my own article and poking around here and there, is that Grokopedia is very okay. The jury's still out as to whether it's actually better than Wikipedia, but at this point, I would have to say maybe.
And Elon says that's accurate. Okay, so if you do find something that you think is wrong on Grokopedia and you want to change it, how do you do it?
Elon said, how to fix mistakes in Grokopedia. Doge Designer said, you can fix mistakes in Grokopedia easily. Just highlight the text, tap it's wrong, and send your correction. And Grokopedia stays updated with real-time edits powered by Grok, so you'll see when the last time it was edited. And Grokopedia shows its edit history. Elon then said, how to share Grokopedia links.
So you tap any heading in Grokopedia, hit the link icon, and your link is copied instantly for you to share.
Elon says, as Grok improves, so will Grokopedia. We are embedding the principles of critical thinking and cogency into Grok.
And Larry Sanger, again, the founder of Wikipedia, said, Wikipedia, in light of a strong launch from Grokopedia, you better get your house in order or you'll go the way of the Sears catalog. Are you listening yet?
And then Elon pinned this. He said, nice work by the XAI team on Grokopedia.com. Because don't forget, this was only started just a few weeks ago. He said, the goal here is to create an open source, comprehensive collection of all knowledge, then place copies of that etched in a stable oxide in orbit, the moon and Mars, to preserve it for the future foundation. And of course, he's referring here to the Foundation series by Isaac Asimov, where you've got like a planet which has got the foundation of the universe's knowledge. And I guess this is the beginning of that. So thanks to Delete Me for sponsoring this episode.
Did you know that data brokers can legally collect and sell all types of information about you?
That is why I have trusted Delete Me for a couple of years now. I was so impressed at how I was basically taken out of all online searches. And to test this, we didn't have Jesse do it. So now I can go on and find out all sorts of things about Jesse, but it's harder to find things about me.
Some of the most dangerous brokers are people search sites, which collect personally identifiable information like your name, address, phone number, relative names, and then they sell it to anyone with a credit card.
This can expose you to serious risks like identity theft and scams, phishing attempts, harassment, and doxing.
Data privacy is increasingly a serious concern, and something as simple as your home address can put you at risk.
Delete Me is a hands-free subscription service that removes your personal information from hundreds of data brokers and people search sites, reducing the risk of your valuable data getting into the wrong hands.
Delete Me has been the leading expert in personally identifiable information removal for over 15 years.
Delete Me continuously removes your data using their own tech and doesn't outsource to third parties, so your data stays safe.
Delete Me's privacy advisors are real people and are available for custom requests and help when you need it. Unlike other services, Delete Me verifies your data on data broker sites before submitting removal requests, reducing the risk of unnecessary data exposure.
Delete Me is trusted by important people, from judges, election workers, and medical providers to podcast hosts, creators, and journalists, and was recently named by Wirecutter as the number one data removal service.
Get 20% off Delete Me consumer plans when you go to joindeleteme.com/NYK20 and use promo code NYK20 at checkout. Or use the QR code on screen. That's joindeleteme.com/NYK20. Code NYK20.
So Will Coggins spotted Optimus was handing out candy in New York City.
Handing out candy to strangers in New York City?
Yep, we'll tell you why on Patreon bonus stories today, so please join us.
So you can see that even though Optimus needed a couple tries to pick up the bag of candy, that its fingers were very gentle.
Yeah, and that's just version 2.5. And we'll find out on Patreon bonus stories what it can do that other robots can't. Tesla AI posted, our Bay Area ride-hailing service now goes to the SJC airport.
Elon says you can now have a self-driving Tesla take you to the SJC airport.
And that, of course, is the San Jose airport, which is here. So instead of going into San Francisco, you can fly into the southern part of the Bay Area. Tesla app updates iOS found code in an upcoming robotaxi app release that'll allow riders to select which airline they'll be taking so that your ride will go to the right terminal and door.
And if you're inbound, arriving from a flight, the app will help you guide you from baggage claim to the exact curbside pickup spot where your robotaxi is waiting.
That's super helpful. Elon reposted this from Doge Designer, breaking: Neuralink's first patient in the UK, Paul, who's paralyzed by motor neuron disease, has received a brain implant. Just hours after surgery, he was able to control a computer with his thoughts and is now using it to play games and regain independence. Isn't that cool?
That is really cool.
Hours after surgery.
I know.
It's getting to the point where it's not a big deal to have a hole made in your head. So in a quiet corner of Southwest Memphis, XAI's Colossus supercomputer now hums along in a poor neighborhood with century-old shotgun houses, but there is a new kind of tax story unfolding.
The world's largest AI training cluster didn't get the usual corporate tax breaks. Instead, XAI is paying full property taxes, projected at $12 to $13 million annually to the city of Memphis alone.
Last month, the first check cleared. XAI paid $3.25 million, already seeded into a dedicated, what's called XAI Neighborhood Improvement Fund.
For the first time in generations, the historically black community of Boxtown, founded by freed slaves in 1863 and long starved of basic infrastructure, stands to see direct resident-driven investment from a tech giant's footprint.
So there is a new city ordinance that was passed in July. It locks in 25% of XAI's tax revenue for upgrades within a 5-mile radius of their two Memphis sites. And that radius blankets about 35 square miles. But the heart of that plan is Boxtown and the neighboring Whitehaven. So there's no incentives for XAI. They didn't get any tax breaks, and there'll be no like decades-long abatements that happen sometimes. All this money is going to be immediately funneled back to the streets without sidewalks, homes with failing roofs. The community is still reeling from industrial pollution.
An online portal launches next week where residents can submit project ideas, while door-to-door health surveys by nurses will map cancer clusters and respiratory risks tied to nearby toxic sites.
And this, again, is the kind of story that legacy media doesn't want to tell you, that Elon's companies give back and care about the communities that they're in. All right, it's time for some SpaceX news. And according to Jonathan McDowell's satellite tracker website, SpaceX launched its 10,000th satellite to orbit on October 19th.
Now, to be clear, of those 10,000 launched, not all of them have remained in orbit. There are currently about 8,784 in orbit due to deorbits and failures, but it's definitely an amazing milestone.
Yeah, and as of today, that number has actually grown to 10,156 because SpaceX doesn't take days off. So in the week and a half since that number came out, they've just keep launching. All right, it's time for our video contributor stories. Remember, we need your stories. Send them to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. And what do we got today?
We've got Quake's Cyber Hot Dogs.
Hey, hey, hey. Sack and Jesse. All right, so I'm going to show you my cyber truck. And we own a cyber hot dog trailer. All right. So right now we're here at Tractor Supply. And I got
this.
Kitty dog, Coney dog, cyber dog.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit legally.
All right, so I made my own cyber dog hot dog, and I got an electric cooler, and I got my daughter. And that's our dog. All right, so and as you can see, the cyber hot dog trailer is being powered by the Cybertruck. In our normal gig of, maybe 4 or 5 hours, I only use about 10, 15, maximum 15%. So this is an awesome tandem for us. Alrighty, my name is Quake, and my daughter Kwame, and now you know.
That's a cool use of a Cybertruck.
Yeah.
I mean, I want a hot dog now. All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. On Patreon today, don't forget to enter for your chance to win an EVject Escape Connector 2.0.
And we've got Patreon bonus stories just for our lovely patrons. So we'll see you wonderful, lovely patrons over on Patreon.
All right, we're back from our Patreon bonus stories. Time for the shout outs. These are the people that keep us going. Who do we got today?
Al Tesla Bundy.
Guy Perry.
Kevin Tagdiri.
Philip Stadelman.
And Walter Humke. Thank you so much for supporting us. We can't do this work without you.
All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. And Elon said, despite significant growth by our competitors, especially China, SpaceX will probably increase from about 90% of Earth's total payload to orbit to about 98% in about 24 months due to Starship.
Wow.
Oh, so he's doubling down on Starship. Elon reposted this from Mark saying upcoming AI releases and features by XAI with estimated dates. So yeah, Grokopedia just came out. Grok 4.2 coming out in November. Grok Imagine longer videos in November. Imagine editing model in December. Grok X algorithm in December. And then Grok 5 in January. And because Elon reposted it, it's probably what he's hoping to do. Elon then said, Grok, imagine video generation understands physics. Yeah. I just comment down below, folks, which one, left or right, you think is actually what would happen. I'm just curious, like, how many people get physics? Because, I mean, it's a tough concept.
Elon said, we found a significant bug in the X4U algorithm that results in users seeing far fewer posts from people that they follow. It should be fixed by tomorrow.
That's today.
Also, based on a user suggestion, we're adding a setting for your following feed to see either everything from everyone you follow or only the highlights. That should make the following feed much more usable.
That's cool. Georgina had said, billionaires do not create wealth, they extract it. Very important distinction to make. And Eric Voorhees had said, yes, Elon actually extracts the world's supply of Model 3s out of a tenement housing project in southern Brooklyn.
And Elon said, what people reveal when they say insane things like that is that they themselves are a taker, not a maker. So they assume others are takers too. It obviously makes no sense, as without the makers of the world, there would be nothing for the takers to take.
Tesla posted, with over $280 billion of total assets under management and over $1 billion in Tesla shares, the State Board of Administration of Florida Retirement System came out strongly in favor of our incentive proposal for Elon, designed to drive extraordinary growth, which the SBA describes as the gold standard.
And Elon said, much appreciated.
All right, it's time for community mail time. Do we get some more Tesla guessers today?
Before we get started, there's some sad news. Yeah. Remember how Ben sent us a picture of this? That was the Dill Daddy pickle truck.
Yeah.
It is no more.
Oh, no.
So as you can see, this crash, everyone was fine, but it sounds like there's some bad drivers out there.
Well, I hope they get a new one and rewrap it.
I hope they get a new one and rewrap it, too. Okay, so we're going to start off with Tesla guesser.
Yes.
Where in the world is this Tesla?
For anybody who doesn't know, it's kind of like GeoGuessr, which is where you have to guess where you are in the world, except for this one, you have to guess where Teslas or EVs are. So we're going to start off with something bright and flashy.
Okay.
Robert sent this in. Now, we're looking for the country. 2 points if you can get the city, because it's going to be really, really hard. So
okay, so, I mean, license plate should help. Okay.
Yeah. Cool, neat car, right?
Yes.
Neat.
All right, what's next?
All right. Ivan sent this in. He traded in his Leaf for this Model 3 performance. Congratulations, wow. Ivan. And I think that we should all thank Ivan because this one is pretty easy. So I'm going to go really easy on you and say full point just for the country.
Okay.
But you could, if you really wanted to.
Can we get 2 points for the city?
2 points for the city. Okay. Let's do that. Why not?
Okay. Oh, and by the way, we'll give the answers at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So start putting your answers in the comments.
Exactly. Vince sent this one in. Now, I need like exact within 50 meters on this one. It is so easy. So full points if you're like exact.
Oh, I see why. I think. Okay.
I think yeah. If you've been following
you've been a
stuff,
good little Tesla follower,
you probably you know where this is.
Okay.
I don't even want to give you half a point if you guess it after all of these. It's simply too easy.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Okay, so this next one is 5 pictures sent in from Andrew. Half a point for the country, full point for the state or province.
Mm, okay.
All right, Michael sent in this one just in time for Halloween. This one's a bit of a tricky, tough one.
I mean, we got a license plate there?
Yeah, maybe you can zoom in. Normally with GeoGuessr, they blur out the license plates. So we're, you know.
Can you give me like an easy one now?
Here's an easy one for you. Okay, we need the city for full points.
Oh, good. We get lots of pictures. Okay.
Yeah, you can't do the country for this one. There's no points for the country.
Okay.
Yes.
And is there a last one?
Last one, Tim sent these in. He was picking up his new Model Y, and he spotted this Model 3 hearse. So, can you tell me where that is?
Ooh.
I think we'll do half point for the country, full point if you can get the guess the city. And, you know, we got to keep this at least somewhat difficult. You can't get all the points all the time.
Right.
All right. So, put your...
Start guessing,
and we will tell you at the very end of the show.
All right, let's see what people have found out there for superchargers out in the world.
Hey, Zach and Jesse, how is it going? I'm here in Florence, South Carolina, less than a mile off of I-95, and I'm here at a Tesla supercharging station that has 16 stalls, 250 kilowatt capability, very convenient to get to, and all the life amenities is a Bucky's, very close by, great place to go get some barbecue, some brisket, and I'm going to give this place a 9 out of 10. Wow, it's really clean, it's really easy to get to, and the Bucky's is great too. Now you know.
This is the St. Louis, Missouri Riverside. I think it's officially on Bun Drive location. This is off 270 to the Chargers back there. It's 8 station V3. This is also at a convenience store and gas station. And that is actually 270 just off in the distance. Really easy off and on. Good relief of the often very busy, I think it's Zumbel Road location at a shopping plaza. I'm gonna give this a 7. Facilities would otherwise be like a 5 or a 6, but location and super, super convenience getting on off the highway. Bump the score up a bit.
Thank you so much for doing supercharger reviews. We've got a map on our website where you can upload your own and check out everybody else's just in case you're going on like a road trip or something.
All right, so let's get to those answers. Okay. The first one, the flashy one.
Yes, that is in Kenmare, Ireland.
Didn't get that.
Okay.
Okay, the next one with the big British flag.
Of course. Now, you do get the full point if you get the country.
I got that.
Of course, the UK.
I didn't get the city.
Birmingham, UK.
Did not get that. Wow, okay. What's the next one with the Cybertrucks? Of course, that was Giga Texas,
that is
right?
Giga Texas, and yes, with all these
points,
pictures,
right?
I don't even know. Yeah.
That was just for fun. Okay, next one. That was tough. Where's this?
It is in Australia. It is in New South Wales.
Ooh, didn't get that either. All right, where is the Halloween one?
Arizona.
Could have got it from the plate.
Yep. Why is this one so easy? It's because there's a robo-taxi right there. This is San Francisco.
Right, so you had to get that was a robo-taxi.
Yes, and guess between the four cities where they're operating.
And then the last one with the hearse?
That is Hamburg, Germany.
Ah, very good. All right, so down below, let's see if you guys won or not. That was a fun one. Thank you for joining us today, everybody.
Don't forget to head on over to Patreon next for your Patreon bonus stories and enter for your chance to win the EVject Escape Connector 2.0 so that way you can drive away, even if you're plugged in the case of an emergency.
Right, because there's going to be a lot of zombies out there.
On Halloween. We will see you on Thursday, everybody.
Now you know.